This is Twit.
Why shouldn't you have access to your own messages if this is truly like your communication? It's yours. So, I mean, it's a long way of saying, take what's yours. Like, these are your messages. You wrote them. Someone else wrote them back to you. They're not necessarily owned by some corporation. They're like your messages. And the way to think about how we interact with them is every messaging app has an interface, whether it's a web interface, whether it's a Android app. All we're doing is kind of packaging that interface into another app. So when you open Beeper, you can think of it like in the back, there's like gears and cogs turning, and they just connect to whatever network happened to have an app, a website, whatever.
Kind of intercepts it along the way. And that actually, you know, ties right in with how it sounds like you're getting around the iMessage on Android issue,
yeah.
Right? The
iPhone
or a Mac is running a server, essentially intercepting those messages and passing it through. That leads me to a question that I have about kind of like protection, like privacy protection, security, encryption, that sort of stuff. In doing so, I'm assuming it lessens the security model of that particular messaging platform. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing to remember about iMessage is that people think it's encrypted, and it's kind of because, yes, iMessage is end-to-end encrypted, but by default, iCloud is enabled. And when you use iCloud, all your messages are backed up to Apple's servers, and they hold the encryption keys.
Sure. But, however, at the same time, I mean, people feel more comfortable knowing that there is an encryption aspect element
to that.
And so
the way that Beeper works is we run a server, like in this case, on your Mac. But the server re-encrypts the messages with an encryption key that you set up, and then it sends it to the Beeper servers, and we can't decrypt
the
messages. In fact, it's even better
it's
than
more
iMessage.
Encrypted.
It's more secure than iMessage.
Given that one has direct access to your server, which why would
they? You could turn off iCloud backup when you use Beeper.
Yeah.
And have a record of all your messages without Apple being able to see it. So it's more secure.
Hey. I do this with another open source app that I use, an app called Joplin. It does sort of the same kind of encryption where you have to set the key across the different devices. Is that how it works here as well?
That's exactly how it works.
When
you set up a Beeper account, you have to write down or copy into your password manager a string, and that string you need to keep safe because that's your own personal authentication key. You never send that to the Beeper servers, but when you log into a new client, you have to load that key in, or if you have already logged into one client, you can just copy a QR code from one of the screens.
Could you self-host it? I know this is a very nuanced question, but it just the app I was mentioning, that one has you sort of set up a like Dropbox or some cloud service. So curious about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we take security and privacy extremely seriously. Obviously, you know, it's a messaging product. Like I just went on and on. Like this is you pouring your life out into chat. You don't want this to be public.
I mean, considering people are now leaving WhatsApp because they just realize that Facebook owns it because the whole encryption thing, I think, it's a definite talking point.
For sure.
So the way that we, you know, take this seriously is the connection point to each of these networks that we've built is actually open source. You could go to our GitLab page today and look at it. So you could look through the code that's running and you can run it yourself. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of open source. So if you have a Raspberry Pi, or if you happen to have like a VPS server lying around, or you have, you know, one of those cheap Amazon or free Amazon AWS instances, you can run all the bridges on that and never like basically be ultra secure yourself.
What happens What happens if the servers go down as far as that's concerned? What kind of protections there? Because I mean, this is, and I should also add, I'm not sure if we've mentioned this. This is a paid service, so it's $10. Correct me if I'm wrong. $10 a month. So you're paying for the service. What exactly are you paying for, and like what protections are happening on the back end?
So all your messages are encrypted before they hit our servers with your key. So if you know our servers are compromised, people can't read your messages. And you can store a backup of your messages as well. It's very easy to just download a copy of all your messages. We made it a paid service because of a couple things. One is, I think it really aligns the interests of our company with the interests of our users. Our mission is to build the best communication experience, period. And that means integrating with all the different ways that you already communicate, which costs money. Like we had to, you know, spend a lot of time to build all of those connections and to make them reliable and to make sure that they always work. And we wanted to make sure that the company was sustainable, that we didn't have to sell advertising against the content of your messages. We don't have to sell, you know, your contact database to some advertising network. This is, I think, the best way that we could do to align the interests between the users and the company.